Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hey, welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I am forever grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive in, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates. I pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I want to talk to you about lots of things I hear about Facebook ads. So many myths, and I really want you to not believe any of it. So that's why we're going to dive into that. And, you know, I get to talk to a lot of people about Facebook ads and whether or not they should use Facebook ads in their business or not. And everyone has a different opinion. And it's just so fascinating to hear what some of you believe in regards to Facebook advertising. So I'd really like to clear up some of these thoughts and just bust a few myths because, yeah, I've got a lot to say about this. So let's dive in. The first one I hear is that it's only for big businesses. And this one comes up a lot. And really, my first question is, what is considered a big business? Does a big business mean that there are lots of employees? Does it mean a big turnover? Does it mean a large office? Like, really, that term, big business, is just so ambiguous. But let's for a minute assume that we're talking about employees and turnover. So having a large number of employees does not automatically mean that a company has a large turnover and therefore a marketing budget. At the same time, having a very lean team doesn't mean that the company has little turnover. It's just impossible to see what goes on behind closed doors. And you really just don't know what someone, you know, what a business is up to and where they're at unless they're listed on the stock exchange. So I don't know what big business means, and you certainly don't need to be listed on the stock exchange to use Facebook advertising in your business. And you probably already know this. Honestly, I hope you do, but anyone can use Facebook ads. Anyone, even you. If you're in business and you need leads and you need sales, then Facebook ads are for you, especially if you need lots of leads to sell to. So, for example, if you have an online membership or an online course that you want to sell to many people, you need lots of leads to be able to sell to lots of people. Like, that's pretty obvious. It's all maths and you need a lot of leads to sell to a lot of people. And Facebook ads can really speed up the lead generation and the sales process. So you don't need to be big business, whatever big business means. You can be a one-man band and have, you know, six figures, seven-figure turnover. Facebook ads, like anyone can use them, anyone, unless you have a restricted business. But overall, most businesses can use Facebook ads. Another one I hear is that you need a large advertising budget. You know, people kind of don't advertise on Facebook because they're kind of like, oh, I don't have enough money. I can't really afford to advertise on Facebook. Look, I am not someone who can look at your finances and, you know, judge that part of things, but you don't need to be a big business. You don't need a big budget to run Facebook ads successfully. I once worked with a client and we spent less than $200 to make $6,000. I would take that any day. Like if I could spend $200 and make $6,000 like over and over, which is possible with Facebook ads, why wouldn't you, right? And literally that's a pretty tiny budget in Facebook's gigantic pool of ads revenue and really good results. So you can start with, you know, as little as $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 a day. And if you're not seeing results over a few days, and really you do need to give it some time. You can't just go, oh, I've let my ads run for one day. I've spent $5. I got nothing. that's, you know, that's not going to work. So you do need to run it for a few days. But if you're not seeing any results after a few days, you have the option to pause your ads and like go back to the drawing board, or you can switch them off. Like, try doing that with a print magazine ad. It's not possible. You're locked in. Like, once it's gone to print, it's out there forever. So yeah, you can just get started for like a few dollars a day. I actually have an awesome resource for you where you can start with your own Facebook ads at a really low budget, like $1 to $2 a day. It's called the Invisible Ad Funnel Playbook, and I will link to it in the show notes because, yeah, you can just spend a few dollars a day and get amazing results with Facebook ads. My opinion is that if you can't make a small budget work, don't even attempt to spend lots of money, because you might not get the results that you want. And in the end, it comes down to your funnel. It comes down to how well your funnel works and how well your funnel converts. But that's a whole different topic. The next one is that Facebook ads cannot fix a conversion problem. And out of all of the beliefs that I come across, I find that this is the hardest one to work with. Some people who come to me are just hopeful that I can fix their sales problem by running some Facebook ads to their store or to their funnel. Well, here's the thing. If you are not already making sales or not already signing people up to your list, Facebook ads is only going to amplify this. So zero conversions with an ads budget is just money wasted. You will not get better results if you start driving more traffic to a broken funnel. You can't fix a broken funnel. It can only highlight a broken funnel. So you need to dig deeper into your funnel and look at why your offer isn't converting. And only once you find that out and you fix it, then you can run Facebook ads. It is so easy to get more leads with Facebook ads. Like, it's not hard at all. It costs money for sure. The hardest part comes after you've got the leads and then converting them to sales. That is much harder. So it can't fix a conversion problem. The next one I hear often is, it doesn't work for my business. And whenever I hear someone say this, I literally have the urge to just do one of two things. My first one is walk away, because, you know, they've already made up their mind. Facebook ads doesn't work for their business. Fine, I will walk away. My other reaction is usually to ask them for statistics from their last Facebook ads campaign. What are the numbers? Because Facebook Ads Manager gives you an amazing array of numbers, and the numbers will tell you the story. It will tell you what's wrong. And if you're unable to decipher the story, you'll just come to the conclusion that Facebook ads don't work. But if you can decipher the story, you'll find out what really went wrong. And I'm using wrong in quotation, like in, I'm literally sitting here going air quotes. Because I don't see that ads give you no results. I don't see that ads, you know, get nothing for your results. I see them as, it tells you what is wrong. You got to read the story, and then you can go in and fix it. So you can make changes so that your ads will work. So if you think that your ads didn't work, you need to figure out how to read your results so that you can find out what it is telling you and what is wrong with your funnel and with your processes. Because Facebook ads just give you data, and data give you insights. And with that data, you can make changes. If you're unsure of what any of that means, feel free to get in touch with me. You can DM me on Instagram, or you can send me an email at hello@biancamackenzie.com. Get in touch so I can help you decipher your numbers and figure out what went wrong, in air quotes, and how you can actually make changes and improve things so that you do get results. And that brings me to the last one, is that you need an ads manager to do it for you. This is a load of BS. Not everyone needs an ads manager. And to be honest, it's better to learn ads yourself, at least to start with, or at least to get a better understanding what ads can do for your business. Even if you don't want to be doing ads, it really pays off to know what you're talking about or what your ads manager is talking about. And look, everyone can do it, really. That's why I've created a free masterclass where I teach you my 4 ad stack method to sell more of your online course with Meta ads, Facebook and Instagram ads. And I'll link it in the show notes so you can watch it when you're ready. But yes, you do not need an ads manager to do this for you. You can do this yourself. Anyway, those are the 5 things that you should never, never believe about Facebook advertising. I'll give you a quick recap. Here are the myths. It's only for big businesses. No, anyone can do this. Number 2, you need a large advertising budget. Nope. Start small and build it up. Number 3, it can fix a conversion problem. No. It cannot. Number 4, it doesn't work for my business. Again, I'm telling you, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. And number 5 is you need an ads manager to do it for you. Nope, you don't. You can do this yourself, and I am happy to show you how. I'm of the opinion that you should always do your research and your due diligence about any topic rather than blindly following advice from random strangers on the internet. I know, maybe I'm still a random stranger to you, but really, don't just believe the things you hear about Facebook ads. Find out for yourself. Do your research. See if it works for you. Talk to an ads manager. Or at least, you know, I'm pretty honest and straight up. If you want to talk about Facebook ads for your business, get in touch. I will happily tell you whether or not your business is ready for Facebook ads or not. Because here it is. I don't take on all the clients or even all the students. I am not going to watch you waste money on the platform and in a way lose trust in a tool that I think can help and benefit so many people. I'm not going to watch you do that if you are not ready, if your business is not ready for it. I will happily have a discussion with you, have a look at, you know, where you're at, and I will give you some insights into what is lacking, what you still need to do, you know, where it will go wrong if you start driving ads traffic to it now. Happy to have a chat with you. So feel free to reach out, because it makes no sense for me to work with a business who is not ready, because I would be wasting your money, you would be disappointed, and you would be unhappy with me. So like, it makes no sense to me to take your money if I know that things are going to fall flat. So happy to have a chat about it. All right. Well, those are the 5 things that you should never believe about Facebook ads. I hope it was helpful for you, and I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, sign up to my free masterclass, watch it, learn from it, start taking action. And remember, subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care, and don't forget, market your business every day.